So currency being the current of our higher heart, of our spiritual heart. And so this is our destiny. Our destiny is to become one with our true ownership, our true possession. So our true possession is who we are in our totality of claim. In English, it's who we are in our truth beyond the personality. So the personality has accumulated all of, they're getting so complicated with these words, transference of acceptance. In other words, following the bylaws, following the belief of the society in which you incarnated, following the belief and the standards of the family in which you incarnated. So there are all of these limitations in terms of your delight, in terms of your light, in terms of your spirit, in terms of what you're allowing to proceed. So we create based on our limiting values. So we're the ones that say, okay, stop. Okay, no longer safe. Okay, this is how things operate. And so because we take that as the given, is because we take that as the intention, we set ourselves up for a very limited allowance. So what is occurring now is a breakthrough procedure. In other words, we're committing ourselves to our higher placement, our higher circulation, our higher circuitry that is beyond these limited strifes. So these beliefs, the limitations, borders, anything where you're following the personality self, small s, versus following that place of true beginnings that is entitled to freedom, that is entitled to heavenly consent, that is entitled to the truth of self. So as you will receive justified value, in other words, you are here, you are the bridge maker, you are here to create an advancement of consciousness. So as you will receive, as you will align, as you will self-ignite. Self-ignite is you are not waiting for your brother and sister to change. You are not waiting for the politician to change. You are not waiting for your parents you love dearly to change. You're allowing yourself to quicken your very nature. So quickening your very nature is you're responding to your spiritual heart. You're responding to your true essence, not the mind, that has been subjugated to lesser stance. In other words, this is how far you can go. This is how the world operates. This is what's going to give you your justification of allowance. So in essence, we've been following this script and it's been mandated. So what we're allowing is our new franchise, our new situation, our new profitability, our new resolution. So as we will receive this light, as we will receive this offering of true majesty. Yes, sweetheart. So the true majesty is really a lot. When I'm saying that, I just see all of us ascending up these temple stairs. So we're each moving into our true placement, into our true proxy, into our true relevance. So we're each being heard, by our higher self, by our spiritual committee. And as we say yes, as we consent, as we adore, so what we're adoring is our true understanding of self, our true nature. And we're learning to no longer back down. Now that's quite relevant. No longer back down is we're not just gonna go for a visit and then go back to our normal stance, go back to our normal approach. Like, well, that was a nice drive, but back home we go. So to not back down is we permit that door to stay open. We permit heaven's reach. We permit our new luxury, our new demonstration of allowance, our new faithfulness, our new graduation and praise. So what we're doing, they're saying, is going abroad. We're transferring our relevance. So in other words, we create from our own galaxy. So this is how we perceive ourselves. So as we graduate into our new tomorrow, we're awakening consciousness. We're awakening our relevance. Because once we see ourselves from a new angle, from a new positioning, we now, because we're leaving that door open, because we're consenting, because we're going abroad, we're now shifting our relevance. We're now shifting our placement. So in other words, we're now making possible, they're saying possible and complete, what could not have taken place in past value and past consideration. Because again, just imagine you're like on a grid, and so it's like I'm standing here, well then I'm going to expose myself to this relevance. Whatever I can achieve from this point. So as I expand, as you expand from your higher heart, now we're broadcasting a new arrival, a new destination, a new alliance. So what we can now reach is overturned. In other words, what was a border, what was a boundary, what was a limitation is now overturned. Because it's no longer our relevance. So as we seek kind gesturing, as we seek that higher assurance, what we're doing is saying yes to our graduated lifestyle. So this is what we promised. We obligated ourselves to. The reason that we elected this incarnation is to come on board in our establishment, in our holy light, in our conviction, in our new realization. So we're not waiting for the economy to get better, for social change to be passed by a bipartisan Congress, whatever it is. We're not waiting for any of that. We're coming on board. Just imagine like a breaker system or something, like you're flicking your own switch. You're coming into your own good conclusion. You're coming into your own good establishment and receiving your justified allowance. So your justified positioning. Because as we will tell a tall tale, so in other words, allowing ourselves to be tall in our transmission, allowing ourselves to come into alliance with our true signaling. Now we bring forth extended promotion, extended profitability. So I'm just seeing like these pictures where you would have that halo of light. And that's how I'm receiving everybody with their lighted constant and their lighted broadcast. There was something else, and I really kind of lost that. It will come back. Oh, thank you. So it was a harp, is what it was. So when I see that harp, I understand that we're moving into, I always think of it as just 5D. So we're moving into our appointed residence. So the energies that are being offered, the energies that are being provided, these are words. So wordy word word. So we're catching up the words, and that's permitting our own expansion. But it's truly an energetic arrival. So as you receive yourself in your higher heart, as you receive yourself in your heavenly bliss, you don't have to figure out in your consciousness, well, what does that mean? What do you think she means by that? What am I entitled? How am I going to grow? You're not waiting for your mind to reap small change, because the mind is still not understanding the truth of self. So you're receiving this new signaling. It's an energetic vibrational consent. So you're receiving the energy in wholeness. You're receiving the energy in new endorsement. So from this placement, from this energy, from this viewpoint, you now are a new advantage, because what you're able to accelerate, what you're able to harness, what you're able to call in now, like equals like. We always create from our frequency. We always create from our inner applause. In other words, our own understanding of self. So as we accelerate, as we establish our new positioning, now we bring forth heaven's advantage. Because what we're going to be able to conceive of as possible, that means the next time you come upon a certain problem, a certain situation or condition, whatever it is, how you see yourself in relationship to that situation, how you will receive yourself in terms of potential solutions, has been greatly admired, greatly extended. In other words, it's like passing by something every day, but now you're at a new consciousness, you suddenly see it. Well, that's been there the whole time. Really? I never noticed it. It's because we receive by consciousness. So as we attune to the light, as we tune to our holy establishment, we bring heaven on earth through our I am consent. So this is where we're being dictated, we're being guided by our true I am relevance that's outside of time, that has no limitations, that has no boundaries, that has no past considerations. The past isn't. So what we're allowing is our true relevance to be restored, to be honored, to be elongated into our very day present. So they're showing me the healing card. This is where, you know, like I just see, like, just imagine you were sitting at a bench and it's like, you know, get your belongings and come with me because you're receiving a promotion. We're going to put you in this seat up front. How about that? So that's what we want to understand, that we're receiving ourselves in just measure. Now, the reason it comes up step by step by step is we have to graduate. In other words, we have to consent. If we received more than we were ready, well, then it would be all kinds of self-sabotage, knee-jerk reactions, it's moving too fast for me, my mind can't keep up. So it comes in steady increase for our consideration, because this shift in lifestyle, this shift in understanding of self, and everything that is then due us. So they want us to explain this. So what's due us is, now that we're holding this increase in value, whatever is shortchanging us, whatever is not in alignment with this newfound possession, it's gonna rear its head. It's gonna show its face. It's going to come upon you in considerable mention, because it's just like, you know, which of these things do no longer belongs, which of these things don't look like the others, and it's going to stick out like a sore thumb for our consideration, for our advancement, so that we can pull the plug on it. So it's, why am I limiting myself? Why am I saying no when I mean yes? Why am I stopping short? Why am I not speaking up? Why am I still doing this when I don't get any value of it? But it's just going to be so crystal clear. It's going to stick out like a sore thumb. Can't miss it. It's not coming in up for intrusion. In other words, not to interfere with your day, but to change your very existence. Change how you operate. Change your mode of arrival. So as we receive these sequences from our highest station, so this is our new normal, our new broadcast, our new advancement, our new courtesy, our new allowance. We are rewriting the script. We're rewriting the story because of how we're now receiving ourselves in our light. So allow this shift to occur now and forever, meaning I submit to my higher will. Not some God outside of us, our own higher essence, our I am presence, our I am understanding of all that we are. So we're gaining interest. Not only are we seeing ourselves from a new light, but we also are increasing our power of conviction in English, our ability to magnetize, our ability to claim, our ability to bring forth with ease, So we're releasing all of these borders, limitations, I've never done this before, versus I feel ready, why not take a shot? So for some of us, we think we're waiting on a higher order. What we're really waiting on is our own permission. Our own permission to soar. We're the ones committing to that ball of chain. So when I said the ball and chain, it literally became light, and then it literally just evaporated, like the solid transmuted to the light, and then was no longer. So the opportunities that were like, oh, I hope I get a break. I wish I would get a break. They're self-made. We, in agreement with a higher self, bring forth our own readiness, bring forth our own assurance, bring forth those opportunities in windfall measure. So windfall measure, that's pretty gosh darn good. Windfall measure. Not squeaking out just a little to get by. Windfall measure. So as we commit to our higher heart, as we commit to our true nature where we're only love. Love is all there is. Love is all that's real. We commit to our true nature. That means wherever we still have grievances, wherever we still have judgments against self or others, we're self-regulating. We're committing to full release. Full release. If you wanted to get really, really, really good, all the grudges, all the prejudice, all the whatever we're still holding on to is keeping us down. Just think of it as weighing you down, where what you want to do is travel to the light. So allow this shift to occur in substantive value. So it's done. It's done. And allow your true nature to be revealed. So this means whatever your next step is will be glaringly obvious. Glaringly obvious. So that we can proceed. Let us receive. When I'm receiving everyone, there is this golden energy, this golden light. It is so magnificent. It is so pervasive. I mean, it's just present. I mean, I just like receiving everyone in this like golden hue is what it feels like. So these energies are restoring us. It's almost like being bathed in love. These energies are restoring us, to our true consideration. So helping us feel our truth, honor our truth, abide by our truth. And our truth is wholeness. Our truth is power. Our truth is light. Our truth is love. Let us receive. And allow that to take hold in all relevances, meaning every area of my life. Every area of my life. Let's take another moment.